I am Malchus, slave and servant of Caiaphas, high priest of Israel. I was there the night Jesus was arrested. As servant to the high priest, I was his personal attendant, constantly with him. I carried out his directives and lived a far more comfortable life than many slaves. There was no more important person in Israel than Master Caiaphas. He led all the religious duties of the nation, also served as our leader in political matters. I attended to him personally. As such, I was privileged to dwell in the inner circle of the most powerful men of Israel. It may sound strange to you to be a slave, yet to have so many important responsibilities. I came to encounter Jesus through my master. As an attendant to the high priest, I had heard all about him. He preached and taught for about 3 years and gained quite a following. As he did so, he challenged many of our beliefs and much that we hold dear. He violated the Sabbath. He ate and drank with sinners. He cared nothing for our purity laws. At every turn, he challenged our understanding of God and what it meant to be God's people. He gave radical interpretation of our law and wreaked havoc in the temple. And his popularity, it made him a force to be reckoned with and a threat that we needed to deal with. Soon people began to ask even if this Jesus was the Messiah. Now I should explain about the Messiah. The Messiah was one that God had promised to us, to give to us, to send to us, to be a king, to lead and redeem Israel, to bring everlasting glory to our nation. The whole of Israel awaited the coming of the Messiah. And some were saying that this troublemaking, illegitimate son of Mary might be the promised one. This horrified the priests and the leaders of Israel. He painted a different picture of the Messiah than what we expected or imagined. And so he was a threat. It was determined he would ruin Israel, not save it. So my master and his associates decided he needed to be stopped. And so we began watching Jesus and waiting. Everything came to a head when Jesus came to Jerusalem. It was during Passover when he came into the holy city. The people welcomed him as a conquering king. They did see him as the Messiah. They turned out in droves with palm branches and garments and hailed him with the sacred words of the psalm, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The power he was gaining frightened us all, and he would not put an end to it. That week, he talked in the temple and challenged further the teachings of our people and argued with our chief priests, the scribes, our elders. He was a threat to everything we believed and stood for. Caiaphas and the leaders were worried. He had to be stopped, and it was decided to seek and destroy Jesus. The hope was to arrest him away from the temple, so there wouldn't be a disturbance. He was so popular with the masses. A riot was feared if he were to be arrested in the open. And so they struggled for an opportunity to arrest Jesus. But then, as God would have it, one of Jesus' own followers came forward and offered to betray him. His name was Judas. He offered to give Jesus up for 30 silver coins, and when all was settled, Judas informed us that Jesus would be in a garden late on Thursday night, He would identify him for us. It would be the ideal time and place to arrest Jesus. The chief priests and leaders, they went to work. A contingent of soldiers and officers was assembled. I was there as representative of the high priest. It would have been unworthy for Master Caiaphas to go himself, so I would go for him. Such was my importance. The plan was set. All of Jerusalem had been on edge that day. Because it was Passover, Jerusalem was packed with worshipers from all over the country. Some supported Jesus, some opposed him. Others were simply curious. Late that evening, the leaders assembled a spira of soldiers. I know you probably don't know Greek. That's not a small band of soldiers. A spira is a Roman battalion of 600 men. They gathered their lanterns, torches, weapons, armed and ready for battle. The priests, elders, temple officers, Roman soldiers, and myself marched through the quiet streets of Jerusalem. And then out through the city walls, we marched to the small olive grove and surrounded it, and then entered into the garden. Within, we found only a small group of 12 men. 12. Just 12. 12 men and hundreds of us. Here we stood, a battalion armed for battle, and there they stood, 12 men. How dangerous did the priests and elders think Jesus was? I imagine it must have been an imposing sight. Soldiers in there with weapons barred, torches flaming, the picture of military might. Judas stepped forward, identified Jesus for us with a kiss of greeting. Strangely, though, we all just stood there. We came to arrest Jesus, but we were rooted to the spot. No one dared make the first move. All was still. Finally, it was Jesus himself who came forward and said, "Whom do you seek?" One of us answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus simply answered, and I shudder to repeat his words, "I am." "I am," he said. At those words, every one of us drew back and fell to the ground. We just fell, all of us, weapons, arms, torches, all before Jesus. "I am." To your Gentile ears, that might sound like a simple phrase, but to the Jewish ear, it is a loaded one. These are words of identification. Words of a proclamation, the Scripture's words for the very name of God. The name God himself revealed to Moses through the burning bush. When Moses asked God what God's name was, God replied, "I am who I am." As Moses records, "Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you." When Jesus spoke, his words revealed not only was he the one we were looking for, but he invoked the very power of God. And I could only wonder, who did we come to arrest? Who are we planning to destroy? At his words, our very bodies paid homage to what our minds could not comprehend. What other words could I use to describe it? And then Jesus spoke again, cutting into our fear. Whom do you seek? I don't remember who was bold enough to respond, but they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus answered, I told you that I am. So if you seek me, let these men go. We, with all our power, all our might, all our authority, the strength of Rome to back us, there to arrest Jesus, yet he was the one in control. He was the one with power. We were under his authority. The field was his. We could have had 10 times the men, and it would have mattered not. Slowly, we found the strength to stand. And then one of Jesus' more brash followers, a man named Simon Peter, drew a sword. He came right at me, struck me, and cut off my right ear. I went to my knees in pain, placed my hand against my ear, and was shocked to see the blood flowing so freely. I braced myself for another strike. But Jesus rebuked Peter before he could do any more harm, told him to put away his sword and to let Jesus do what the Father had sent him to do. And then Jesus kneeled down before me, pulled my hand away, and touched my head. The blood stopped. The pain was gone. It was as though the sword had never even touched me. The soldiers, under the command of the chief priests, the elders, the temple officers, followed orders. They seized Jesus, bound him, led him off, while I sat there stunned. What have we done? Did they not hear who he is? Who else but God has the power to heal a severed ear? This man could have taken the throne the crowds wanted to give him. Instead, he willingly let himself be bound. He willingly let himself be arrested. He subjected himself by his will to the will of those who plotted his own destruction. He had the power to drop an entire battalion of soldiers to their knees simply by his word, a word we failed to hear over and over again. And his word, I'm now convinced of this, showed who he truly was. What have I done? What unspeakable act have we committed, and how could I have played such a role? Simon Peter cut off my right ear, but I now know I never truly heard the voice or word of God until that night. The scripture says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. I pray your heart not be hardened as mine was for so terribly long.